The Astonishing Glories of Sri Dvaita Prabhu 030, celebrating the appearance of Madhavendra Puripad. Madhavendra Puripad's Avirbhav Mahotsav. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Shantipur and he stayed several days in the home of Sri Sitanath Prabhu and Sita Devi and her sister Sri. During that time, Advaita Prabhu celebrated the Avirbhav Utsav, appearance festival of his Gurudev, Sri Madhavendra Puripad. There was no end to all the arrangements and decorations that Advaitacharya made for the occasion. Advaita and Sita Devi cooked a huge feast for all the Vaishnavas. All the devotees joined together in great happiness and cooperated to arrange everything for the Utsav. Advaita's Bhavan, the home of Advaitacharya in Shantipur, became just like Vaikuntha with all the blissful devotees and beautiful and tasteful arrangements for the Utsav. All the Vaishnavas were completely satisfied, especially Mahaprabhu, as he wandered all over the place inspecting everything. Advaita and Sita Devi had cooked huge amounts of many varieties and types of tasty sabjis, rice and dal, tasty sweets also, all kinds of different preparations. Seeing all this wonderful preparations, Mahaprabhu continuously praised Advaita Prabhu for all the beautiful and elaborate tasty arrangements and decorations for this Guru Utsav. All the intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were there in attendance. The bodies of all the Vaishnavas were decorated with fresh sandalwood paste, and beautiful fragrant flower garlands were adorned on their chests. Mahaprabhu, Nittai, and Advaita danced endlessly in the great ecstasy of Harinam Sankirtan that was performed on the appearance day of Sri Madhavendra Puripad. Then after Kirtan, everyone sat down to honor the Thakurji Radhamadan Gopal Mahaprasad. While taking prasad, Mahaprabhu continuously glorified Sri Madhavendra Puripad, saying, "Whoever honors Mahaprasad on the Avirbhav appearance day of Madhavendra Puri will attain Govinda Bhakti." Beautiful blessing by Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Whoever takes a feast in honor of the Avirbhav Tithi, the appearance day of Sri Madhavendra Puri, the Diksha Guru of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and the Diksha Guru of Sri Advaita Prabhu, will attain Govinda Bhakti." After prasad, Advaita Acharya offered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu beautiful fragrant perfumes and sandalwood paste and fresh malas. Then in turn, Mahaprabhu took all the Mahaprasad other garlands and he personally offered them to each and every devotee in attendance. The ecstatic celebration of Madhavendra Puripad's appearance day was thus a grand success, and Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, and all the Vaishnavas were completely happy and satisfied with all the elegant, beautiful and tasty arrangements made by Sri Advaita Prabhu and his chaste and devoted wife, Jagannamata Sri Sita Devi. A beautiful story of Madhavendra Puripad's Avirbhav Tithi Mahotsav held in Shantipur 500 years ago by Sri Advaita Prabhu himself, showing the perfect example of how a disciple should honor his guru. Collect all the Vaishnavas together, make beautiful arrangements, decorations, and very attractive festoons and cloths and garlands and banana trees, and decorations in all the arches and entryways, cook an elaborate, beautiful feast to Krishna, offer to Madhavendra Puripad and all the Vaishnavas, dance together in kirtan, hear the glories of Madhavendra Puripad or hear the glories of your own guru, if you're honoring your own guru. Then sit down together with all the guru bhais and guru bains, disciples of that guru, guru brothers and guru sisters, Didi and Dada, and honor the Maha Maha Prasad on Sri Gurudev's Avirbhav Tithi or on Guru Purnima, if your particular guru observes his Guru Utsav on that day. Thus ends the beautiful story of Madhavendra Puripad's Avirbhav Tithi Mahotsav, performed by his disciple, Sri Advaita Prabhu. 030.